Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Mile High Correspondent, reporting to you live from CanaCon 2015 at the lovely Colorado Convention Center, downtown Denver, Colorado. It's a beautiful overcast day, standing outside the expo hall here. About to go in, get a few interviews and whatnot, talk to some people, and see what the state of the cannabis industry is at this point in 2015. Stay tuned, we'll be coming at you soon. Eat a bag of dicks.
Here we are at the Get Lit booth, the Lush Innovative Technologies booth, and why don't you go ahead and give us your name and tell us what's going on here.
Yes, hi, thanks. This is Matt with Lush Lighting and also Lit, which is Lush Innovative Technologies. We are bringing to market some of the most innovative, technologically advanced products that solve people's solutions, and so it makes sense that the company's, we named it Lit.
Very cool. And for those of you here, what kind of products we got here? We've got some LED grow light technology going on. What else could we got going on here?
Yes, we also have cartridge filling machines for all of the vape pen guys, whether they're disposables or they're just pre-filling them for their customers. We have a machine that fills several hundred every 10 minutes. So
oh, wow.
By the time your technician has placed all of the cartridges, the machine has just filled 100 or 150, and you swap out the trays, hit start, and it starts to fill them again. You're able to produce thousands of cartridges from one 8-hour shift now. So that's something innovative that this industry's really needed. We're also working with an extraction company to make doing extraction safer.
Exactly, so no more blowing yourself up trying to do a run.
Absolutely.
Right, that's what we were trying to get away from in this industry. Excellent. Well, how can people get a hold of your products if they want some more information? How can they get to it?
Yeah, the best thing to do is to just do a Google search for Lush Lighting or go to our website, lushledlighting.com. From there, you'll be able to see the links to our social media, peer reviews, and case studies, and product results, and things like that.
Excellent. Well, thank you for taking the time. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
We are here at the MaverickLabel.com booth at CanaCon 2015. Why don't you go ahead and give us your name and tell us what's going on here.
My name is Matt Trumper. We're with MaverickLabel.com, and we do all kinds of labeling for all kinds of marijuana and product packaging, edibles, concentrates, flowers, pre-rolls, also industrial labeling, asset tagging, just about any kind of label you can imagine.
Very cool. Yeah, I'm looking at your display case here, and We've got edible bottles, we've got packaging, vacuum-sealed packaging, we've got concentrate containers, pre-roll containers, all that have custom labels on it, which you usually don't see.
Yeah, it's we're actually based in Washington State, and this is our first time here in Colorado, so we're just trying to you know, get our name out there and show people what we can do.
Very cool. So if anybody wants more information on your products, where can they find you?
They can visit us at www.maverickLabel.com or www.maverickLabel.com/marijuana.
Awesome. Thank you very much, man. Here we are at the MJBA Women's Alliance booth here at the CanaCon 2015, and why don't you go ahead and give us your name and tell us what we're doing here.
Well, sure. My name is Morgan. I am the president of the Marijuana Business Association, and I'm also the founder of the MJBA Women's Alliance. This is our third CanaCon. We attended in Washington State two events, and this is our third one. We thought we'd come check out Denver.
Very cool. And what is the purpose of the MJBA, specifically the Women's Alliance?
As a larger organization, the Marijuana Business Association has thousands of members in Washington, Colorado, and Oregon. We'll be going national as the states legalize. But also for the Women's Alliance, a year ago we started coming together to talk about business.
Okay.
We're talking about sexism in the industry. We
of
talk
course.
About giving back and charitable causes. We talk about mom issues. We talk about things that are specific to women that always have a business slant to it.
Absolutely.
We're not politically active, but we're business activated.
Right.
We work really well together. I mean, it's really a powerful, powerful thing when we all get together in a room.
I'm sure. It's always a powerful thing when anybody gets together in a group of like-minded people.
Yes.
Is this, as somebody who, and our listeners might not know, being based out of Florida, is the sexism as rampant as one would expect?
It's probably the same in any industry.
In any industry.
In any industry. But now is the time for women to come up and stand up.
Absolutely. What we need in this, we need less people that look like me, heavily tattooed and bearded, and we need more people that look like the mom that's at Whole Foods.
Yes.
Yeah, and that's yes. and that's the best thing for the industry,
right?
I think, in general, is people that look like, people that don't look menacing. People
right.
that don't look like the traditional marijuana user, marijuana industry type.
That's know? Right. We're professional business people.
Absolutely.
You know, we go to work every single day.
Yep.
We actually ingest and smoke marijuana, and we are functioning.
Yep.
The word, everybody needs to know that.
That it is possible.
Yes. So we want more people to come out of the pot closet, represent the, you know, the industry, overturn legal decriminalization, and Schedule 1. I mean, that is the big
That's
thing.
The big one. That's what everybody needs to...
Women can do that for the industry.
Absolutely.
That's my goal at the Women's Alliance.
Well, where can people get more information if they want to help out, if they want to become a part? How can people get in touch with you?
I would recommend you go to mjba.net. You'll find more information about our organization. Like I said, we're growing by leaps and bounds. We are the fastest growing trade organization in the fastest growing industry.
Absolutely.
We're really thrilled to be here. MJBA.net.
Great. Thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
You're so welcome.
Here we are at the MMC Depot booth here at CannaCon 2015. Why don't you go ahead and give us your name and tell us what we're doing here.
So my name is Ari Zussman. I'm with MMC Depot here in Denver, Colorado. And we're a packaging company that originally started the division of Central Bag and Burlap Company, MMC Depot is.
Okay.
And started in 1914. My great-grandfather started this company here in Denver.
Oh, wow.
He was a peddler. He would buy burlap sacks, clean them, and resell them. And over the course of time, it developed into a packaging company. And in 2010, we started a packaging division for the marijuana industry. We had the hookups of all the manufacturers. So therefore, it was an easy in into this industry.
Right.
And basically what happened was is that people who were in the industry were coming to us looking for packaging solutions. We're like, okay, I have this brownie. Do you have anything that I can package a brownie in? Like, sure, we have this container. So then ultimately, they came to us asking us for packaging. We're like, okay, we see a niche here that we can fulfill.
Absolutely.
People are coming to us.
Right.
So that's where we got into this industry. So when the company first started, back about 5 years ago, people were buying the cheapest package possible.
Of course.
Because why should I spend more than a few pennies if I don't have to?
If I don't have to.
So 2 pennies for a Ziploc bag. That's
right.
Where it started.
Okay.
We would sell a lot of Ziploc bags.
I'm sure.
And then for those who wanted to do higher class, would go with a pouch bag, maybe customize it. Still a little bit more expensive, but still affordable.
Right.
But then a few years ago, the MMED and the new laws have changed and required child-resistant packaging.
Right.
So that was a game changer.
Absolutely.
So it took our sales of Ziploc bags, and it turned overnight, non-existent, into an industry where you would have a package that's child-resistant and had to be opaque also, which would make things difficult for an edibles company.
Right? Absolutely.
If you have a brownie, up until this point, you had it in a clear bag.
So that people could see.
So yeah, people could see. Imagine going to a store and they're like, I don't know what I'm getting. It has to be in a child-resistant packet. So that's where the challenge begins. How does a edibles company package their product in something that's appealing and compliant at the same time?
Okay.
So what we've done with numerous products is having a child-resistant container, but kind of tweaking it to be more branded specific.
Okay.
So we would have custom labels, and we would have custom boxes.
Right.
Or for some customers, we've been doing custom containers.
Okay.
So we would have a different shape exclusively for them.
For them.
Yeah. So
okay.
Because branding is everything.
It is.
We've gone out of that, kind of Ziploc bag look that we all grew up with.
Yeah, absolutely.
And this is a real industry now.
Yeah.
And
it's not an underground. We're in a trade show for this industry right now. Like,
exactly.
This is not something we have to be ashamed of.
Exactly. And I think that's where people are finally realizing, like, marketing is everything.
Yeah.
Everybody's using a container, so how do I stick out?
Right.
So ultimately, how you stick out is with your packaging.
Absolutely.
Because the product, no one can see. So what makes you stand out is your packaging.
Yeah.
So that MMC Depot takes customization and can take products and basically
make it from boring and give it a, yeah. give it a life of its own.
And then I guess you can't see this over the radio, but these products, aside for the customization that you can do and high quality labels, it even has an accordion type of label on it.
Oh,
that has all the information that you need to have. It's required, but you don't need to see it. The compliance, and it's covered over.
Look at that.
And it's a child resistant container.
That's fantastic.
So this is it's a whole new product called the Evolution line, and it's huge.
That is huge.
It's only been around for a few months. We've shown it to a few people, and we have tons of
and they're loving it.
Yeah,
well, I can see
it.
That because, you know, any other product that you get, if you get just like a regular childproof pill bottle, you still have a lot of printing that's going on there for all your childproof
exactly.
warnings and everything, all your compliance that
exactly.
you have to have.
Exactly.
And I think that a lot of people don't realize that, yes, it is completely legal and regulated here, but it is regulated. So you have to have specific things that happen. You can't just sell somebody a bag of cannabis. You have to meet certain requirements.
Exactly. And we see that also is that Colorado was the first to come up with this child-resistant opaque requirement.
Absolutely.
And then all the other states are kind of looking at it also thinking, okay, right now we allow Ziploc bags or somewhat tamper-resistant, but ultimately that's all going to change.
The oh, yeah.
industry is going to go this direction.
It absolutely will. Because we're trying to regulate it more, and it's trying to be a more professional industry,
right.
as opposed to somebody handing off a sandwich bag full of something.
Exactly.
Exactly. Well, great. Well, this is fantastic. You got a great product, and I definitely see packages on this table that I have purchased myself before. So good to know where these things are coming from. Thank you for your time.
Thank you very much.
All right, here we are at CannaCon 2015. Why don't you go ahead and give us your name and tell us what your product is.
My name is Peyton Peoples. I'm with Mr. Ben's Energy. My product is a pre-filled disposable ceramic coil cartridge. All the competition use a cotton wick. With ours, you can burn the pure concentrates with no additives in it.
Excellent. Yeah, and for all of you out there in internet land, we are talking about vaporizer pens. Looks like there's a couple of different kinds here. You got like the traditional glass bulb style.
Dabbing on the go, basically.
Yep, your dab pen.
The main one is our pre-filled cartridge that has a ceramic wick in it.
Excellent. Yeah, versus the cotton wick. Yeah, because I know that I've gotten these pre-filled, and some of the guys on the show have gotten these pre-filled cartridges before. And like once you get down towards the end, it just gets so grody. You know what
it's
I mean?
The mixing it with polypropylene and glycol to thin it to work with cotton is what all the pre-filled cartridges are. We're the first one out where it has an actual ceramic coil in there, so you can actually burn the pure concentrates with no additives.
So, very cool.
So
very
the bigger
cool.
the concentrate, the better it works.
Awesome. So where can we find more information on these, and B, are these available in any dispensaries or stores currently?
Yeah, we have it in retail stores in Boulder and Lafayette, Colorado, and then online sales coming soon at MrBens.com or MrBensEnergy.com. Energy pens, so, and we're selling them here at the show.
Excellent. Thank you very much for your time. Appreciate it. Alright, here we are at the CannaCon. We are at the My 420 Tours booth. Why don't you go ahead and give your name and what we're doing here.
Excellent. My name is James Aragon. I work for My420Tours.com. We are the leading industry leaders on vacations and tourism coming into Colorado. We don't provide product by any means. We're not a dispensary, but we bring in, we get you hotel rooms, we get you vaporizers complimentary rented out with your hotel rooms when booking with us. Goodie bags, packages, discounts, dispensaries in the local area. We also feature in doing cooking classes every other Friday.
Ah.
Do a cooking class. It's about 2 hours long. It's not your mom's and pop's type of cooking class by any means.
Right.
And we're also not just doing like brownies and different kinds of.
You're
like,
going for like the full high end.
We're
kind
full
of
on doing
you
entrees.
Do.
I want to say last tour that I stopped in on to the cooking class, they were teaching how to do shrimp linguine, medicated
wow.
or recreationally infused. marijuana shrimp linguinis.
That's fantastic.
Typically 2 to 3 different courses per cooking class. Kind of like what you'd see in movies. You got your chef instructor up front at his island. You've got a whole different groups of people at 3 different cooking islands with their own stations set up. Everybody's having an amazing time cooking up and learning how to cook. Also doing different tours, being party buses, typically 28 to 40 people on the party buses, about 4 hours long. And we're hitting up a couple different dispensaries. We're showing people the behind the scenes. We're actually taking them to a 40,000 square foot commercial grow.
Oh, wow.
About 6,000 plants in this grow. The company that we work with, their head grower, is the one that actually takes over the tour, being the tour leader at that point.
Very cool.
Question and answering, as many pictures as you can get in. I think that's pretty much one of the highlights of that tour, for
Absolutely.
Sure.
Absolutely. That's something that a lot of people don't get to see when they come out here to
visit.
I'll
be honest with you.
You pop into the dispensary, you're there because they're rushing you in, get your products, get out.
Yes.
But you guys are actually taking the time to show people like the true side of the cannabis
industry. The behind
industry.
The scenes, which I'll be honest, probably 99% of the people in Colorado don't even go to these behind the scenes offerings.
Yeah,
so for a 4-hour tour, $129 per person. Not only are we showing you and taking you and getting you discounts and showing you things that most people haven't seen, we're also providing a safe, legal place for people to consume marijuana while they're here in town on
with
vacation.
Other like-minded
Absolutely.
Marijuana users.
And the most amazing thing is seeing the different types of groups we have, ranging from your 21-year-olds coming in and celebrating their 21st birthdays to the 65-year-old war vets that are coming in, meeting up with their war vet buddies from around the country, coming here and going on vacations
wow.
together, sitting side by side with the 21-year-olds, or the group of housewives that are on their personal the girls' vacations.
That's awesome.
Coming out.
Very cool.
It's a mixed bag of nuts, and it's amazing.
Very cool. All right, Orlando and worldwide listeners, you heard it here, my420tours.com. Be sure to check it out. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You.
We are at the Nanolux booth, and we're going to do kind of a dual interview. I want to talk to you about Nanolux, and then I'd like to hear about your podcast real quick. So go ahead and give us your name, and let's hear what's going on here.
Hi, I'm Emily Walter. I'm the National Sales Manager for Nanolux Technology, and we are a lighting and technology company. Our most popular product is the double-ended HPS that we sell in 240 and 247 volt for commercial use. We're also showing off some new products at the show. We have the 630-watt ceramic metal halide fixture, so a dual fixture.
Okay.
And we also have a 315-watt ceramic metal halide. And ceramic metal halides is much lower heat, an amazing spectrum, and it's a great replacement for some people we were talking to yesterday that were still using T5s to flower.
And oh, wow.
Because of power limitations.
Okay, understandably.
And
I was going to say, I used T5s about 10 years ago.
It's great for veg.
Yeah, exactly.
So when you have power limitations, though, if you need something that's a better spectrum, the CMH is showing some amazing spectrum, and the results you're getting is pretty great. Now, one of the major products that we have here that we're showing is this is a double-jacketed, double-ended metal halide lamp.
Okay.
So there has been some DEMH lamps on the market that were not double jacketed, so they're not to be used in open rated fixtures. So what we've done is we've added this outside jacket, and so now you can use it in your DE fixtures with no glass in between the lamp and the open space. And
because as somebody, I've had to do that. I've had to get glass custom made for my hoods in the past before, and it's just getting tempered glass is a pain in the ass.
And one of the reasons is your HPS implodes and your metal halide explodes. And so when we put the other jacket on it, it makes it to meet ANSI standards that you can use it in an open rated fixture.
Very cool. Very cool. As for anybody who wants more information on Nanolux, where can they find you?
Nanolux Technology. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we'll edit it.
NanoluxTech.com is our website, or you can find us on Facebook, Nanolux Technology.
Excellent. And then let's hear about this podcast that you do, A Girl in a Garden. Is that what we're called?
Yeah, I have a podcast. It's about 2 years old. It's called A Girl in a Garden. It's on DFCRadio.com every Tuesday, 5 p.m. And it's adventures in urban gardening. And what I'm doing is taking all the amazing products that you find in your hydroponic shops that you grow great weed with.
Absolutely.
And you can grow amazing vegetables with
Absolutely.
It. So how do you have those crossover products to go let's stop shopping in the big box stores and buying things like Miracle-Gro or fertilizers that aren't what you need to grow your plants,
right,
and switch over to your hydroponic shops and use some of the fertilizers and the organic pesticides and the greener products for your food crops.
And the soils. And
yeah, the soils, which
the
is
soils
the biggest
is
one.
A big thing, yeah.
So that's what A Girl in a Garden is, Adventures in Urban Gardening. And I also do interviews with friends from the industry. We talk about cannabis. We talk about growing plants, building vertical gardens. So Tuesdays, 5 p.m., DFC Radio.
Very cool. Thank you very much for your time.
Yeah, thank you very much.
It was so long.
And here we are at the National Cannabis Chamber of Commerce. And why don't you tell us your name and tell us what we're doing here.
My name's Michael Miller, president and co-founder of the National Cannabis Chamber of Commerce. This is a great event here at CannaCon, Denver, Colorado.
Yeah, absolutely. And for those who might not be aware, what exactly is the National Cannabis Chamber of Commerce?
Okay, let me digress a little bit. I have 27 years experience consulting Better Business Bureaus and Chamber of Commerces on a national level.
Okay.
I got into this industry about 4.5 years ago as Vice President of Sales and Marketing for a company called BioTrack THC.
Okay.
BioTrack THC is the nation's leader in seed-to-sell marijuana tracking. We're in 18 states, D.C., Canada, South America, the Caribbean. We're in probably about 1,300 locations.
Oh, wow.
Also developed the Washington State's marijuana traceability system for the state,
okay,
New Mexico, and New York.
Very
so
cool.
We've won the last three RFPs. Actually, the owners, Steven Siegel, mm-hmm, and TJ Ferrano, are my partners with the National Cannabis Chamber of Commerce.
Okay.
I approached Steven probably 2 years ago when I saw what was happening in the industry and what my vision was for it.
Okay.
As far as making it more inclusive and accessible to everybody.
Right, and not just like a smaller kind of black market,
right,
underground thing.
Exactly. That and make it affordable. Some of the events that go on in the country with other organizations are really expensive.
Really expensive, absolutely.
And, you know, they cater to maybe more of the top 5-10% of the industry.
Right.
This is the most affordable cannabis association in the country.
Okay.
It's affordable to anyone and everyone.
Absolutely.
If someone wants to just see if they have some kind of expertise in a field, how they can apply it in this industry, they can come to a lot of my events for free.
Absolutely.
You know, we're here to educate anyone and everyone that may want to take part or find out what, you know, what part of this industry their skill sets apply to.
Because I think a lot of people don't realize exactly how big this industry is.
Well, you know what the funny thing is this? It's the fastest growing industry in America today. But it's still only 5% of where it will be in 20 years.
Absolutely.
In 20 years, all 50 states will have recreational.
Absolutely.
Adult use.
Of course.
So, you know, for people that are considering getting in, they need to really start educating themselves. And starting in March, I have an expo and conference in Fort Lauderdale.
Okay.
In June, I have an expo conference in Orlando. And then in August, I have an expo and conference in Tampa Clearwater. I have a standalone conference in Jacksonville and down in Miami.
Okay.
So I believe that in 2016, November, it's going to pass.
Absolutely.
I think we did a phenomenal job at 58%.
58%. Proud member of the 58.
Yeah, and me too. And on top of that, a lot of people realize on an off-election year, the majority of the people don't come out.
Don't come out.
So, you know,
the fact that we had that kind of turnout, yeah, it shows that people, it's something, right, that the people really want.
Absolutely. And you know what? I think more and more the perception is changing on a daily basis.
Absolutely.
You know, it's not about just a bunch of hippie potheads, which God bless them.
Yeah.
They're the ones that kept this movement alive for the last 80 years.
Exactly.
You know?
Yep. That's how people like me know about Jack Herrera and the Emperor.
Exactly.
And the
I love them, they speak at my events.
Yeah, absolutely.
But it's from that all the way to corporate, the corporate individuals coming into this are the people that's been in this that have built strong corporations.
Absolutely.
It's everything. It's what the National Cannabis Chamber of Commerce is really doing is building the whole ecosystem, a grassroots organization. You know, I consulted chambers all through Florida. What I'm building here right now, I relocated last January, six months ago.
Right.
Was build National Cannabis Chamber of Commerce, Colorado. All right. Now I'm going to start replicating that in January all through Florida, Oregon, and Washington because of all the relationships that I have and the need.
Absolutely.
You know, there's a lot of people that really can't afford, you know, some of the events that go on.
That's true.
You know,
absolutely.
And consulting Better Business Bureau and Chambers for 27 years, it's really about the small and medium-sized entrepreneur,
right.
And that's what we're focused
it's
on.
Not, yeah, it's about the it's, and it's the still
individual.
The American dream.
Exactly, that's what this country was built on.
Yep,
you know,
and this is the one place where a lot of people might feel that the American dream has passed you by. It is alive and well, and we are looking at it right
Absolutely.
Now.
Absolutely,
absolutely.
So, thank you so much.
Thank you
for
very
this
much
interview.
For your time. I
appreciate it. Anything I can do for you in the future, let me know because I can definitely use you in Florida.
I appreciate
okay.
that.
Luck.
Oh no, it's gonna be okay. All right, so I'm Duncan. I'm with the Oh No Radio Show.
Hi, I'm Lila.
Nice to meet you. And Lila is one of the organizers here at CannaCon. Thank you very much for the press pass. All of our listeners very much appreciate it.
Of course, we always like to have you.
Yes. So can you tell us a little bit how this event all came to be, and you know how?
Well, it was I would think that the industry needed something that was a little more than Hemp Fest, where business could come together and talk about real things that they needed rather than just the party atmosphere. And
right.
This is real business to business, and it helps everybody.
Very cool, very cool. And how many years have you been doing this?
Actually, I've only been with them about 3 weeks.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I got called in to fix the website, and here I am.
And here
so
you
it's
are.
Very, very quick industry.
That is a very quick turnaround. Are there more CannaCons planned for elsewhere around the country this year?
I believe so. I believe we've got, I know we've got, well, next year, for one in February in Seattle. There may be one that may be held in Alaska, and also one in California.
Excellent. Very cool.
So,
yeah, and
there's a man to talk to. There's the owner right there.
A man right there?
And the black shirt and the jeans leaning against the butt bar.
All right. Great.
So it's perfect.
Well, thank you very much for your time. I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. All right, this is Duncan. We are here at the Royal Gold booth at CannaCon 2015. Would you go ahead and give us your name? Tell us what the product is.
My name's Eric, and we've got all cocoa-based growing mediums here. We make four different mixes at our facility in Northern California in Humboldt County. And basically, we've got a mix for any style of gardening that you're doing.
Very cool, very cool. What kind of sets your product apart from the other growing mediums out there?
Number one, it's all cocoa based, which is sets us apart because your typical potting soils have always been peat based.
Right.
Peat's a non-renewable resource, whereas cocoa is 100% sustainable, and that's one of the aspects that we really enjoy.
Very, very cool. And then, if people want to find more information about your products, where can they do that?
RoyalGoldCoco.com.
Awesome. Thanks very much, man.
Thank you.
So here we are at the Solus Tech booth here at CannaCon 2015. Why don't you go ahead and give us your name and tell us what we're looking at here.
How you doing? I'm Christian Stinchfield. I'm an outside sales rep for the Northeast. I'm here in Denver, out of place. But chilling
Hopefully
here.
Hopefully enjoying it.
Oh, not having any fun at all,
no,
my
of course
friend.
Not.
None at
no,
all, Duncan.
It's a terrible place.
Wait, am I able to name drop? Can I tell you?
Oh, yeah, you can do. You can name drop all you want.
100%? Cool. Yeah, so, I mean, I'm just chilling here in Denver trying to inform some people about our products. I work for a company called Solus Tech.
Okay.
We work in digital lighting. We help gardeners grow plants.
Very cool.
So,
What sets your brand apart from all the other lighting companies that are out there?
That's a great question. I'm glad you asked me that. I'd say the number one thing, the first thing, the initial thing was the matrix technology. Really funny thing. We put a timer on a ballast and allowed it to be remote controllable. And this was new to the industry. I mean, it's kind of funny to me. It's like, who didn't think to put a timer on the ballast?
Right.
So when I heard about that,
as opposed to buying all those external timers
that's the only thing that can make sense is they want you to spend extra money.
Right.
Well, we're trying to hook you up with a way to not have to spend that extra $40 on a timer, man.
All right.
So there was that. That was like the first thing that really set us apart. The second thing, and the thing that's kind of sticking around now, is we got the double-ended blues.
Okay.
So it's not as big down south. Well, I'm up in the Northeast, but I go down to like Virginia Beach and Maryland. It's not so big over there. They don't have high ceilings. Even in Boston, where I'm from, these are older homes. They don't have the high ceiling.
Right.
But if you guys are commercial, you know, your commercial growers out here in Denver, they're killing it double ending. Listen, man, so say you got like a company like Evita, that's a popular double ended company, right? Basically, what we allow you to do, we'd prefer you run our ballasts, especially our matrix. It's really, really smooth. Like, really, really smooth. If you hook up our lamps with our matrix, you're going to kill it.
Right.
15% more yield than Gavita, I promise.
Wow.
I got a guy in Maine doing, he just switched his 16 lights, 16,000 watts, switched all from Gavita to Solistec, 15% yield increase, 4% increase on THC content. He went from 26%, guy was absolutely killing it already.
Right.
26%.
Right.
30%. He hit the number. He hit the number. In
yeah.
Maine. So he's a cool guy. He's a cool guy. But yeah, so I mean, basically what we want to be able to allow the grower to do is simply pull your orange Gavita bulbs out. You know, that whatever your setup is, whatever you're running, just pull the bulb out, pop your blue in, no moving hoods, no moving ballasts, no moving reflective material.
Right.
And now you just,
switching a bulb.
Now you got your veg bulb in double-ended fashion. You get that more balanced light.
Right.
You're pulling power from either side of the lamp as opposed
to just the one side.
And then there you go. So you get the benefits from double-ended and the benefits from metal halide. We're the only company to do that.
Very cool. Well, if people are interested in looking at some more information on your products, where can they find some more info?
Solis, S-O-L-I-S, dash, tech, not spelled right, T-E-K.com. We're cool like that.
Awesome.
Solis-tech.com. My name's Christian. Dude, Duncan, thank you, awesome. Thank you for your time.
Thank you very much for taking the time to talk to
great
us.
Great to chill with
appreciate
you.
Appreciate it. And here we are at the Terp Extractors booth. Here we want you to give us your name and tell us what's going on.
My name is Jesse. I'm the Chief Operating Officer of Terp Extractors. We do closed-loop butane extraction equipment at a reasonable price. We've got our biggest unit at 5 pounds. It comes with a 5-pound column and a 2-pound column and a hose set for $5,500 out the door. Now, you'll still need to pick up your ancillary equipment, pumps, ovens, etc.
Solvents and all that.
But,
right.
But you know, the extractor itself, only $5,500.
Which is a much better option than a Pyrex tube and...
yes, yeah. Infinitely safer,
right.
Infinitely safer. I mean, it still, you know, has its moments of danger. You know, you always do it in a properly ventilated room.
Absolutely.
Take the necessary precautions, but infinitely safer than open blasting.
It's not the scene that it used to be a few years ago and everything.
Exactly, you know. We're finally moving away from the glass tubes or even the Pyrex tubes.
Absolutely, and people blowing themselves up, trying to not knowing what they're doing. And, you know, it's inherently dealing with concentrates and extracts is you're dealing with flammable gas and things like that. So it's something that you definitely want to have the right equipment for.
Exactly, exactly.
Very cool. And then I see here that you're also an Across International rep as well.
Right. We do we do sell Across International ovens. They just came out with their brand new 1.9 oven with 4 heating elements in it.
Oh, wow.
It's very nice.
Wow.
It's currently priced at $2,090. So, you know, again, a reasonably priced oven with,
right.
you know, more heating elements is always a good thing.
Absolutely.
Keep that temperature consistency.
Yep, absolutely. I think what a lot of people don't realize is that the extraction process is not a... It's not a cheap process. Like, is it something that you have to put an investment into it before you're going to get a return out of it? But definitely, these closed loop systems look like they're the wave of the future for sure.
Exactly, and typically, what I tell people when they're trying to get into this business, if they want to go with our largest machine, I typically tell them that they're probably looking at about $11,000 to $13,000 to really get started.
Right.
With that said. You know, I've got a gentleman that runs these machines. A couple of weeks back, ran a 5-pound tube and pulled 484 grams out of it.
Wow, that's quite a return.
Yeah.
Quite a return.
So as you can imagine, that initial investment gets paid off rather quickly.
Rather quickly, exactly. Well, if people want some more information on your products, if they want to contact you, maybe do an order, how can they reach you?
Visit us at terp.com, T-E-R-P-P, turpextractors.com, and you know, all of our contact information is there, as well as all of our pricing for all of our products. And if you do have any questions, feel free to give us a call, 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, Mountain Standard Time.
Excellent. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.
We are here at the Trichome Institute booth at CannaCon 2015. Why don't you go ahead and give us your name and let us know what's happening.
My name is Max Montrose, and I'm the president of the Trichome Institute. And what we do is we provide cannabis education and curriculum nationwide. We wrote the National Cannabis Industry Textbook, which is the world's first expert-reviewed cannabis curriculum.
I didn't even know there was a textbook on pot.
By lawyers, doctors, and scientists. And I also teach the sommeliership program of cannabis, where I teach people how to see and smell the differences between indicas and sativas. And these tools and products also
teach you
about all of the acceptable qualities, the unacceptable qualities, the terpene profiles, what the smells mean, and this piece correlates with the weed wheel, and then the guidebook explains all the science behind how all this works. And so,
guys, my mind is literally blown right now. This is more information on cannabis. Like, so basically, what you're saying is you teach people how to basically be wine and the wine connoisseur of the marijuana world, correct?
We teach bud tenders, industry people, the public. We're doing a certification here in Denver on July 11th for a level 2 interpreting for that. So, yeah, and I'm the keynote speaker here at CannaCon, so I'll be doing a 2-hour lecture on this Saturday morning, and then 2 hours on a bud tender training as well. So
very cool. Well, if people want to get more information on this, where can they find you?
Trichomeinstitute.com.
Excellent. Thank you very much for your time. We appreciate it.
Thanks, man.
Here we are at the American Green booth here at CannaCon 2015. Why don't you give me your name and tell us what we're doing here.
My name is Alex Gall. I'm a sales rep in Colorado for American Green. We are based out of Tempe, Arizona.
Okay.
All right. This is our Zazz vending machine.
And for those of you, because this is all audio, what I'm looking at is a touchscreen vending machine for recreational and marijuana
medical?
Absolutely. Or. That's fantastic.
Take your ID right in here.
Okay.
Swipe your ID. There's a facial recognition software camera here that says uses biometrics to say you are who you are.
Great.
It verifies. It's a verified vending is actually what we call it. So you log in, email, checks your ID, says okay, you are who you are, you're of age, you're in state, you can purchase whatever product you like.
That's fantastic.
You can click on the product, you can go through a different definition.
Wow.
There you see it's logging in.
Yep.
And then if you want to go to the Edipure, start shopping, card is valid. You can read right now. You have 250 milligrams THC, 25 individually infused gummy bears, watermelon tarts.
Right, so it gives you the front and back of the packaging so you can see everything going on before you make your purchase.
Exactly. So you say, okay, I want that, add to cart, check out. That dispenses your
product. That's fantastic. Yeah, and this has... for all you out there in internet land, this has flower, edibles, we have concentrates, topicals, energy drinks. There's even vaporizer pens in there for everybody. So literally, it's your one-stop shop for your recreational or medical marijuana needs.
Everything that you need.
That's fantastic. This is great. Can we expect to be seeing these?
We have some already landed in Colorado.
Excellent.
There's some in California.
Very cool.
There's actually a few in Kentucky, too, that are CBD-only products.
Okay. Excellent. Very cool. I look forward to seeing more of this. Thanks for taking the time.
Absolutely.
All right.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Are at the Dope Magazine booth here at the CannaCon 2015.
There's another media publisher here in
Colorado. Oh, we got another media publisher. We're going to do
THC Magazine.
THC Magazine. All right. Doing great. I'm Duncan with the Oh No Radio Show podcast out of Orlando. Nice to meet you. Well, I got both of you here, guys. How is Denver going for marijuana? What's the word I'm looking for? Marijuana literature. How is
very popular here.
Very popular.
Yeah, I mean, it's been, I mean, we've been, you guys, Dope's been in Washington for a while, so they're kind of newer to the space, but we've been here for 4 years. And, you know, we started as a quarterly magazine because we didn't know what the need was. Ended up being bi-monthly after a year, and we've been monthly for over 2 years now.
Very cool.
Run through about 40,000 copies a month.
Very, very cool. Yeah. And for those of our listeners that don't know, both the THC, the Hemp Connoisseur magazine, and Dope magazine are basically magazines devoted to the cannabis and marijuana scene, both medically and recreationally.
Yeah, medically, recreational. We also focus on hemp as a great deal of our content.
Hence the Hemp Connoisseur.
And the Hemp Connoisseur.
Right.
Because we felt like the entire cannabis plant needed to be covered more by the industry. Hemp being an emerging market that doesn't really pay our bills as an advertiser yet.
Right.
But, you know, we wanted to be entrenched in the hemp industry. I'm a huge hemp advocate.
Absolutely.
Actually on the board of National Hemp Association.
Very,
you know,
cool.
Which is kind of a growing organization.
Absolutely.
Right now,
so. Yeah, it's one of those things where it went from a very small percentage of people that knew of the power of hemp in general,
exactly,
to it becoming a more and more well-known thing.
Well, yeah, eventually hemp is going to be bigger than marijuana.
Absolutely. Well, it has a better, you know.
More uses.
Exactly.
Last month in May, we had Brian Laughlin on the cover of our magazine, so he's the first hemp farmer here in Colorado.
Oh, wow.
And then August is our hemp issue.
Okay.
So in Seattle, it's our Hemp Fest issue, and then here, it's our hemp issue,
issue,
so we're going to be doing a lot more hemp content come up for August as well. So.
Very.
We actually like Dope magazine. They're a good magazine.
We like THC magazine as well, for sure.
We play nice. That's,
good. That's what we want to hear.
Not everybody out there plays nice.
Not
but,
everybody
you know,
plays
play
nice,
guys,
but you know what? There's more than enough in this industry for all
there
of us
absolutely.
To all of us to eat. So
yeah.
Thanks.
There's too much to cover that one magazine couldn't do it anyway.
Exactly. Well, where can people want to find you online? Where can people find you?
They can go to us at thcmag.com.
Okay.
They can also find our affiliate partner, which is Cannabis Network Radio, at cannetradio.com or SiriusXM420.com.
Of course. And what about Dope?
We're at dopemagazine.com, and we are kind of re-rolling that out to turn it into kind of a more daily content thing and bring
excellent.
The user experience out there to everyone. And we're on Facebook and Twitter, and Instagram is Dope Magazine as well.
Excellent. Well, thank you guys very much for your time. We appreciate it. And Oh No Radio Show approved.
Right.
Thank you.
Okay, so here we are at the FlexMod Solutions booth here at CannaCon 2015. Why don't you go ahead and give us your name, tell us about the products we got going on here.
Sure, my name is Bruce Granger. I'm a sales manager for FlexMod. What we are is a pre-manufactured production company. So we can, just like pre-manufactured housing 30 years ago, we are the same sort of company. So we can produce grow facilities, production facilities, extraction facilities, marijuana-infused product facilities,
Wow. Anything
like that. You tell us what you want. You tell us you want a 10,000-square-foot grow facility. We give you plans for it. You approve it. We can, from the minute your local municipality approves our plans, we can have you up and running in 3.5 to 4 months.
Wow. From the ground up?
From the ground up, yes.
That's incredible.
So bottom line is we produce your walls, ceilings, and floor in a factory. We truck it to you. We put it together. If you want a 12-foot wide by 40-foot long wall, we build it. You want a wall that's 8 feet wide and 6 feet long, we build it for you.
All custom spec. That's fantastic.
So you have an architect do a set of plans for you. You give me this set of plans. I may have to vary it a tiny bit to fit into our production.
Right.
But we put electrical, plumbing, HVAC, security, all in the walls.
Wow.
When it shows up, I hire. So we have 22 manufacturing facilities throughout the country. So we truck it to you. I hire a local electrician, a local plumber, a local HVAC guy, local security guy. He makes all the connections. We have it inspected, and you're up and running.
That's fantastic. So you're basically not only you're putting local people to work in your factories while you're producing everything, but then also you're putting local people to work on the job site itself.
Absolutely. And what actually is the biggest seller for us, what our biggest seller is for us is that if you do a stick build, 40,000 square foot building, it could take you a year.
Absolutely.
I can get you up and running in 4 months. That's 2 grow cycles. that you get in.
Absolutely, and that just makes sense no matter how you could. And also, then you guys know that everything is going to be up to code, everything is going to be up to spec. You're not dealing with going in, having an inspector come in and go, no, not quite.
Exactly. We're all to code.
Excellent. So if people want to get some more information, where can they find you online?
Flexmod.com. That's FlexMod.com. And would love to talk to them.
Excellent. Thanks for your time.
Thank you so much.
That thing's got some good range. That thing's sweet.
Oh, dude, it's a good little recorder. It's not bad.
Right.
Had to do it. So here we are at the Great White booth here at CannaCon 2015. I want you to go ahead and give us your name and tell us what we're doing here.
Name's Johnny Angel, product specialist for Plant Success, actually. Is the umbrella company, really. But we have our Great White Orca and Jellyfish underneath that name. We manufacture and produce a premium line of mycorrhizal inoculant for your root system of the plant. So what it is, it's a beneficial fungus and bacteria that help promote root growth and surface mass of the roots up to 1,000 times more surface mass. So now you're getting a better breakdown of nutrients, a better uptake of nutrients. So in turn, you can gain an extra 30% yield. So,
Okay.
I mean, you know, I myself would take 10%, you know.
Right,
you
but if you're going to give out 30%, I guess we'll take it.
Right, exactly. So, you know, on top of that, it also helps prevent, like, root-borne pathogens, root rot, et cetera.
Gotcha.
Some people can use it for the bacteria within the Great White in a foliar spray at earlier stages to help prevent powdery mildew, stuff like that.
Okay.
So there's a multitude of
benefits. It's an all-purpose kind of, like, has multiple uses.
Absolutely, and you can't overfeed it because it's a beneficial bacteria, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, really, in turn, you're actually able to feed your plant more nutrients now because the plant's actually utilizing everything that you're giving it versus like before when your roots couldn't really reach the stuff.
Right.
Because you're creating a lot more feeder roots, etc. So
very cool.
Very cool.
Well, for if anybody wants more information or if they'd like to track down the product, where can they find it?
They can go to www.plant-success.com.
Awesome. Well, I appreciate it, man. Thank you very much.
You got it.
All right, we're here at the Greenhouse Industries booth here at CannaCon 2015. Why don't you go ahead and give us your name and tell us what your product is.
I'm Michael Williamson, and I'm with Greenhouse, and we've got several products. We're a local mill shop here in Denver, as well as a fabrication store. So on the fabricating side, we focus on vertical gardening and teaching people how to maximize all the height of their warehouse. Also, we try and kind of educate them on minimizing their horizontal footprint and maximizing their vertical footprint while maintaining the same plant counts.
Right.
And then kind of what we're leaning on right now is one of our brand new custom bud bars that we built. And right now we're kind of hovering over the concentrate display, which is a
beautiful glass tabletop illuminated so that you can see all the product on the inside easily. It has LED lights underneath and on the side, a drawer that pulls out. It's a very classy looking display for...
And that's kind of what we were going for. We see a lot of times in the industry that people simply are just kind of following the other person.
Right.
And a lot of people are just kind of going with what's kind of simple and available. And so we wanted to create something just a little bit more high-end and kind of help the industry elevate itself.
Right. Something that looks a little bit nicer. Something, you know, like make more of a high-end boutique store as opposed to...
We're big into the story and we're big into the details. So when you kind of look at everything here, you're going to see that there's no corners cut.
No, there's absolutely not.
All of this is not made in China. It's made right here in Denver, which is pretty cool.
That's excellent.
Put Americans back to work.
Absolutely.
And help that trickle-down effect with the economy.
Very cool. If people are interested in your products, where can they get more information?
You can find us on Instagram. Seems to be the most popular one for the kiddos these days. We've got Greenhouse _ Industries and then Greenhouse _ Farmer. We also have a website, greenhouseinc.com, and you can Google us on Facebook as well. We've got a couple things going on there.
Excellent. Well, Michael, thank you for taking the time.
No problem. Good to meet you, brother.
Good to meet you,
Enjoy
too.
Enjoy the
you.
Show.
All right, here we are at the California Lightworks booth at CannaCon 2015. Would you go ahead and give us your name and tell us what's going on here?
Hey, my name's Brandon Parham. I'm with the LED manufacturer coming out of Southern California, specifically Los Angeles. We've been manufacturing this product line since 2008, and we've specifically been oriented toward the cannabis culture, cultivation. So we, along with that, we've been working with the clinics and co-ops, the growers that provide in our area, to really nail down the spectrum and work with intensities and things so that we can achieve what traditionally is being held as a standard is the HID yields and
absolutely
and quality and things like that. So we've our warehouse growers are reporting 90% of their HID yields while using our product line, while only spending around half of the electrical cost to do so.
And that's critical.
Huge savings there. They're lowering their out-of-pocket expense while being able to produce a higher quality product. They're actually calling it LED flower or LED bud now. So
really?
It gets you into a whole new market.
Wow.
Outside of what is either inorganic or organic,
right,
or what's considered medical or not, whatnot.
Yep.
It just puts you in a whole other category, actually. So, myself, I'm a plant scientist. I graduated from the University of Arizona with a plant science degree, emphasis in controlled
awesome.
Environment agriculture. So anytime any of our customers need any assistance, I'm there to help them with any issues, whether it be nutrient issues, pathogens, anything.
And you're not just proverbially blowing smoke up somebody's ass. You know what you're talking about.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've got the education and
the backing
experience. So everything's...
That's fantastic. I can speak from... It's probably been about 10 years since I had a grow, but
okay.
I remember because I had high-intensity output, and it sucked up the electricity. My
sure.
electricity bills were out of control, and there's just so much you have to worry about, whereas with the LED technology, there's just... you can grow your plants right up to the output.
Yeah. Well, we're actually requiring a minimum of 16 to 30 inches between the plant and light source due
oh,
to
really?
The intensities, yeah.
Oh,
I mean, they're just that powerful.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a whole different game.
Yeah, it shows where the technology has come in the past
right.
10 years.
I actually like to compare it to the progress of technology is, like, we used to walk around with Walkmans in our pocket, right? The
yeah.
little an A and B side, you'd have to press fast forward to get to your song.
Right.
Now we currently have MP3 players, and you can pick your song, you can store hundreds of songs, and it's free now. You don't have to buy the tape, right?
Exactly.
That's the LEDs is the MP3 player, because you're not having to purchase. So with HIDs, you're having to replace bulbs every 3 to 6 months.
All the time, yeah.
With MP3 players, you get the music for free now. So I mean, once you make the investment, you're there, and you're not having to have the maintenance and upkeep cost to maintain that older archaic technology.
Very cool. For anybody who wants some more information about your product, where can they find you?
www.californialightworks.com, and our 1-800 line is 1-800-575-3475.
Awesome. Appreciate it, man. Thank you.
Thanks.
And here we are at the Custom Herb Grinders booth here at CannaCon 2015. Why don't you go ahead and give us your name and tell us what we're doing here.
My name's Connor Nash. Basically what we do is take herb grinders, and we can laser engrave them with any image, any logo, any text. Basically I can take a picture of you right now and put it on an herb grinder.
That's very cool. So basically, like, anytime, if you ever thought that every grinder you've ever seen is boring, you can change that.
Yes.
Very cool.
Anything you can come up with.
Very cool. Do you do individual orders? Is it all like big customs?
We do do retail and wholesale.
Okay.
We're based online.
Very
so
cool.
So that's where we do most of that. We're actually out of Indianapolis, so
oh, very
most
cool.
of our sales are online. And
okay.
We work that way.
Awesome. If people have any information, and for those of you, obviously we're on internet radio, but these are really nice 3 and 4 chamber grinders with Keef screens, multiple chambers. We've got dugouts as well. I'm assuming you can put the same
yes.
thing logos on the dugouts as well. Anything that you can think of, guys, we can put on here. Let's hear your input on Ono Radio Show custom grinders. If people are interested, where can they find you? Oh, customherbgrinders.com. There we go. All right. And I'll take one of these and we'll throw them up on the website. All right. Thank you very much, guys. Appreciate it.
How are you doing?
All right, here we are at the Sea Vault booth, and I want you to go ahead and give us your name. Tell us what's going on here.
Yeah, hi, my name's Gary Swanson. The Sea Vault is some business we started about 4 years ago, and what we have done is we've cracked the humidity code for cannabis storage and or curing. And literally what happens now is with the use of our pack and our system, once you place your cannabis in the container, the pack is engineered and it knows once it's inside that enclosed container, its job is to turn everything to 62% relative humidity.
Okay.
So it knows when to remove moisture and it also knows when to put moisture in.
Wow.
What you end up with is a stabilized product. If you look at most of the articles out there on curing,
right,
they tell you that the cure range is 60 to 65%.
Okay.
Ours pack cures at a stable 62.
So right there in the middle.
Right. And so no matter how good you were in the past, you know, you were burping, trying to adjust humidity.
Right.
You could never make sure every piece of the plant was stable at 62.
Absolutely.
When you're done with our system, what happens is every piece of the plant has about 11% moisture content, which is ideal for consumption.
Right.
So we think it's kind of like the best things in sliced bread.
Okay. Excellent.
You know,
for all of you out there who are used to keeping your product inside a mason jar or a plastic container or even the old plastic baggie, this is your new way of storing your marijuana.
It's your new way. It's made out of food grade stainless. It doesn't break.
Right.
You know, you drop it. Oops. It bounces.
Yeah.
It might dent, but it's not.
But it's not
going to
break.
And also, it's just a quality way to keep medicine.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
To worry about getting too dry. Molding. Or
and also
like
the fact, the way that we engineered the use of the pack, that it actually has a pack holder. So when you put the Bovida pack in, it goes in here. So whatever cannabis you put in, it's free of touch.
It doesn't touch the pack at all.
And therefore, it just humidifies it.
That's fantastic. Well, where can, if anybody's interested in acquiring some of this this lovely Sea Vault technology, where can they find it?
You can buy directly from us at theseavault.com.
Okay.
And we have many, many retailers and
excellent
distributors throughout the country.
All right. Well, thank you very much, sir. You heard it here first. Ono Radio Show approved product, the Sea Vault.
Thank you.
Thank you.